So mindset really is, what do I believe to be true about this, and setting yourself into a reality so you can reprogram your thoughts.
Welcome to the Maryland Real Estate Influencers Podcast, where we explore the ins and outs of the local real estate market. Join us as we chat with industry experts, uncovering tips, trends, and strategies to help you navigate Maryland's real estate landscape. Get ready to elevate your real estate game. Let's dive in. Good morning, y'all. Here's another episode of Maryland Real Estate Influencers. And today we are lucky to have Tim and Michelle Rankhauser with us with Compass Home Group. And thank you all for taking the time to be with me today. I am so excited to have you on here.
Thanks for having us.
We're excited to be here.
Absolutely. So if our listeners do not know you and or your team, could you tell us a little bit about you and your team and what got you into the business?
Lead the way.
Could be a rabbit hole. So we are Compass Home Group, founded by husband and wife partners, Tim and Michelle Langhauser. We are a brokerage who likes to have fun, share love, and build community through real estate. That is how we live, serve, coach, mold, do all the things. Personally, we are a couple who also likes to have fun, share love, and be in community. So it's a really great match for us. We don't really feel like we're working when we're working. There are some challenging times in both life and business. So we merge it all together.
I think anyone in real estate understands that real estate is more of a lifestyle than, I'm going to go a 9-to-5 job and I'm just going to check out and head home.
Yeah. We have 3 boys. They've been immersed in the family business as much as we could probably throw them in it. And are making life choices based on their experiences of having us for their parents.
Good or bad.
And we are very proud of them. Wade, Braden, and Zachary, and 2 dogs living in North Harford County, Maryland, serving Baltimore, Harford, Cecil County, mostly. Is there anything I'm leaving out? We love to travel. Like, we love the beach.
We love to travel. Love the beach, and we do love to have fun. There's a reason why that is in our tagline. Like, whether it's working or playing, like, we love to have fun.
That is so true. And I've been a part of a lot of your fun times, the different fundraisers that you all have. Also, if you would like to shine a light on any of the fundraisers that you're currently working on, or if you need donations for any of the fundraisers that you're doing, please feel free to use this as a stepping stone and share with the community.
Well, Tim's life is wrapped around addiction. So I think everybody who knows us knows that. And he has lost 2 brothers that are somehow tied to addiction. And it is a big story for him and our life. So the Rage Against Addiction Walk is coming up in April. And we are putting a team together for that, just to bring awareness and community around the support that people need during times like that. And also we are working with Breathe 379, just to help them consistently and constantly raise money for what they're doing over there at their Edgewood place, which is a sanctuary for many, many people to get food, clothing, and things that they need. So I may be working with their fundraising in March. So I will need everyone's donations. So please watch for that. But more to come on both of those things.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that and for digging in deep into the community. That is, both of them are so. So needed in this day and age.
Agreed.
I'd like to shift a little bit amount today and talk about the mindset. We are now recording at the end of January 2024. We're starting a brand new year. Y'all have a fabulous mindset. I've known you and we've crossed paths over the last, I've been doing this 27 years. I know that y'all have been doing it a long time as well. We've crossed paths, and the one thing that I can remember about you is that y'all have a smile on your face, especially Michelle, but Tim too.
Unless she's sleeping.
Behind a mustache, but always has a smile on your face, whether I run into you at the office or if you're on social media, of course, that looks a little different, but genuinely happy people. So I'd like to talk about your mindset and how, what you've done to set that mindset up so that you are outrageously productive in your day.
Do you want to go first or me?
Yeah, I mean, mine's had just kind of habit. I mean, I am just this quirky, weird guy who kind of alarm goes off and I fall out of my bed and I'm like dancing around the house. And it's like, it's time to go. It's, you know, we get up, we work out every day in the morning. It's this habit, every single morning routine looks.
Discipline is greater than motivation. I don't do as well with falling out of bed. So it's nice to have someone who can, you know, roll you out of like, come on, it's time to get up. And if you don't have that, you just need to figure out like what's going to work for you, because it is a big part of our now life. I honestly think COVID set that in place for us. That is one thing we got out of COVID, because we built a gym in our house. And I think mindset really does come from executing the mind, right? Which is walks outside, hiking, you know, exercising and doing reading, podcasting, right? So you do have to give yourself what I'm now calling margin, because this January has been a little tough for me mentally. Just to, you know, we all have stuff going on in the background, and we all have sufferings, right? And we don't walk around every day, and we don't put our sufferings out there in the world to people. Like, we're only posting like the highlight reel, like, hey, this is fun. So I really am trying to digest just being more emotionally aware of that and share a little bit more of that, because it is helping mentally to be like, you know what? We all are imperfect people and we all have stuff going on, but for us, this is what works. We have a daily morning routine. We go through it. Tim is right. He's always singing and going in the morning. For me, it's a little bit more constructed. Like, I have to do affirmations. You know, I have to remind myself. I have a really good exercise from my coach, Barbara Salisbury, who Renew Your Mind. If anybody wants that, I will send it out to them. Sometimes I get stuck in my feelings, and I think that's the best lesson to learn, is that like, we cannot be led by our feelings. So mindset really is, what do I believe to be true about this, and setting yourself into a reality so you can reprogram your thoughts. And I did that exercise for 2 years worth of journaling. So now it just is really natural for me. So anytime I'm stuck in feelings, I will go into that exercise and really quickly nail it out to find the truth and the facts and what is in front of us, so that we can get our groove back into happier times.
I love that. That is fabulous that you've been able to figure out that skill set. But how valuable is that?
Yeah, and we don't let each other stay there. Like, I mean,
I usually never let her stay there. But I'm also one, you know, if we're running really hard and running and running and running, and all of a sudden I'm like, all right, like we need to stop. Like, I'm the first person on southwest.com or looking at something, and I'm like, hey, we have to go away for 48 hours.
We will not rest at home.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be anything extravagant, but you know, 48, 72 hours, whether we have a condo at the beach or whether we fly, you know, especially in wintertime. I'm not a huge fan of winter. Like, I sat on our couch the other day and I was like, I need sunshine and warmth for 48 hours. Like, I just need a break to get down there, get warm, and come right back. And
yeah,
so you got to take a break.
Yeah, that is so good. I love that. Now, do you have, there's two questions that I really love to ask on this podcast. And one is the mindset, because I do think that that is so important. And then the second is the daily success plan. And you touched on it just briefly by focusing on working out when you get up. I've done the same thing, and I've never been one to work out. I would never think that I would wake up early to work out. I am a figment of my own imagination now that I get up early, an hour early, maybe sometimes two, just to work out. And when the sun comes up, I can be up at 5:30. That's not a problem, as long as that sun's up. When the sun's down, it's a little harder for me to get up.
Yeah, agreed.
And do it. But I do, and I work out for like an hour, hour and a half every morning now, and for the last year, and it has been phenomenal for me. So what is your daily success plan, personal, even business-wise, if you're open to sharing? I'm definitely not asking you to share any of your super secrets.
Yeah, we don't have any secrets.
Okay, whatever you're willing to share.
And we both operate a little bit differently, because, you know, if anybody's familiar with the DISC profile, I'm an IS and Tim is a DC. So we are complete opposites. We do not work the same. Tim is an executor. I am more of like the idea, creative, visionary. And when he talks about like, we need to go to sunshine, like, I need space in my day just to create. You know, I don't believe, it's not a belief of mine that creatives can think when they're just moving from one thing to another. We need time to be like, ah, this is a great idea. So we really value who we are not only as individuals in our marriage, we really value who we are in the lanes of business. So I'll ask him if I'm leaning into something too much that's really his lane. Like if you think about lanes, like there's no traffic in your lane if you stay in your lane. It's when you bump over into somebody else's lane that you get into the traffic, right? When
right.
you're in emergent or fast lane or anything. So from a daily success plan, our morning routine, I use a Michael Hyatt full focus planner. Tim does as well. He doesn't use it to the extent of I do because I'm huge on journaling. Like I, if you look at mine, my pages are full. I'm a creative. Like there's a ton of stuff in there. Tim's is like
I'm bullet points.
Bullet points. Very like we'd be willing to share that with anybody, but we both use the Michael Hyatt full focus planner. It does keep us on task. It helps us to reflect each week and go a like we're always looking forward. Even this morning we had a staff and marketing meeting for 3 months out. And we do that at the end of every month to look at like what's on the radar, what should we be meeting about. Stuff pops in all the time. So you've got to be able to bob and weave. But mostly I teach the time management in our office. So we work from a perfect week and we really do live what we teach. Like if you look at any of our, we're a hybrid between Google and our paper planners. And we both have to operate that way because the Google calendar lets us know where we should be. So we have open appointments on there. And if they're not full, we're not making money. That's awareness, right? And it tells me where he is and what time he's going to be home for dinner. So that's great to have. But every day I have to move it to a paper planner because the calendar there is on the Google is usually keeping me where am I supposed to be?
Mm-hmm.
It's not keeping me what am I supposed to be doing?
Yes.
Right? So the doing the money-making activities, I need to lead generate. I need to do the money-making activities it has to fit in somewhere. So if everybody has that in Michael Hyatt's full focus planner, he has a daily big three. And one of them for every salesperson should be lead generation. How you define lead generation is very unique to each and every person. But that is something that even this January, because of the market changes, we have created like tracker sheets, making sure that lead generation on the days that we're supposed to be lead generating is on that daily big three, because business right now is more purposeful. Like it's been really loose for a couple of years. And now it's, you know, where something used to take, I was just telling an agent this morning, business used to take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. When you talked about a pipeline and now it's taking more of like, I would say 9 to 16, maybe even 18 months to really get something to materialize into business. And that's hard for agents, you know, especially when a lot of people are immediate gratification, you know, you're like, you got to put the work in. Like if you get into this business that you know, new agents, especially like we used to tell them 3 months, you're going to make money 3 months. No, I'm like, you might do this for a half a year before you see any results because things are just taking longer.
Right. Yeah. They're incubating. The leads are incubating longer.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the drop in the buckets where they're like, can you come? I need to move fast. Yeah.
Of
course. That is crazy. That is
just the majority of your lead gen is looking for real estate's a long game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Investing in real estate is no different than selling real estate. It is a long game. It's not, you're not in this for the short term.
That is awesome. So what are you seeing in the current end of January, 2024? What are you seeing in the housing market right now? Pros and cons for buyers and sellers.
Yeah. So we were talking about this morning with our team. I mean, end of January, all of a sudden, I actually talked to another agent about it today. It just seems like the phone calls, the inquiries are all coming in earlier this year than in a normal year, I would say, because I feel like with rates coming down more of the margin between where they are in their current rate and where the new rates are has shrunk enough to allow people to re-engage the market.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going from a 3 or 4% rate to an 8% rate was a big hurdle.
Oh,
and now if they're going from that 3 to 4 to maybe, you know, a 6, 5.5, 6.5, somewhere in that range, well, that delta has shrunk.
Mm-hmm.
By the delta shrinking, it's going to engage more people to move in the market.
Yes.
So I'm seeing a lot more phone calls, a lot more inquiries, a lot more appointments that are saying, hey, this is our plan for the next 6 months. Help us get ready.
Yeah. And that's the key word is the plan. We see more people working a purposeful plan than just jumping into real estate right now. Like during the pandemic, people just jumped in. Like rates are low, let's go buy a house. You know, there was no planning. And now it's more calculated. Should we keep this house because we have this great rate? Maybe we'll keep it as an investment. You know, it is a more calculated, purposeful conversation about like, what should we do? And I don't know about season of life and how that plays in for us, but we are going through a change of season. Our kids are empty nesters. We're talking to a lot more. I'm helping my parents kind of transition with their senior living. And there's some stuff going on in the background of our life that's been hard to adjust to. Mm-hmm. So we are like now looking at like, we need to teach this because we are living it. Empty nesting is hard. Finding your kids' housing is hard. Yes. You know, making sure they're okay.
See, I actually really enjoy it. So that's a different personality. You know?
It is.
You know, and being a mom and like that emotion, like, can they afford this? Like inflation and interest rates and inventory, the supply, they're going to compete for this. Do we have the cash? Like when we're going through it personally, when you're looking at people with very fixed incomes, low incomes for our kids, fixed incomes for our parents, that those are the super challenging markets.
Yes.
That in between, you know, those are our house is getting bigger because we got married and we're having kids. Our house is getting smaller because we divorced. Like it's,
yeah,
that market just seems to be happening. It's the ends, the bookends that are kind of like the more challenging, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're working with a first time home buyer for a year.
Yeah. I think you're spot on. Lower income, fixed income, single income.
Yeah.
Yes. You know,
that's your hardest home buyer right now. Or those.
Yeah.
And Jen, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've seen more buyer seminars creeping up in the last 2 weeks than like ever.
I'd like to get on them and listen to them and see how they differ over the years. Because a lot of people do a lot of different things in home buying seminars. They bring all these different individuals in, and sometimes they go, instead of going deep, they go wide to educate. And I don't know if that's the right thing or the wrong thing. I think we all get to choose what we want to do in life.
Yeah.
But because I'm in that same position, so my daughter just bought a house last month and my son is looking to move out in 6 months. And I'm right there with you educating, and I'm going deep with my kids, not going wide. And my son's like, oh, you didn't tell me anything about this. I said, that's 2 months down the road. That's not where we are right now. This is the education I focus
on. It's hard to move from like parenting to now you're the coach. Like they have to listen. You know, it's like we're talking to our kid, and you know, it's like, look, we're telling him like we would tell a client, look, you pay us for our real estate advice, you are not inclined to take it. You know, like,
yes.
You say that to your kid, you're like, but wait a minute, did you budget this? You know, like, so it is very different, but because we're walking in their seasons, it does help us walk with our clients a little bit differently.
Oh yeah.
Because, you know, it's why doctors don't treat their own kids, right? Like there's it's so hard. Much emotionality in treating your own kid that you just, they tell doctors you cannot do it. Can't prescribe the medicine, you have to go. So it's nice to always be like, you know, especially here at Compass Home Group, we have a lot of people here to like, we did this, you think it's okay? Like we are the leaders, we are the coaches here at our office, but we don't have any trouble coming in and talking to another agent about like, this is what's going on in our life.
Right. You
know? And is this a good idea? What do you guys think about this? So we are doing masterminding all the time, but yeah, it is interesting to see like the market and how it's moving and where you are in the market with your season of life is very different for each unique person. I've always thought that buyer seminars were like more workshop based because they come as a group, but then they need to be broken down based on where they are.
Exactly.
Some need credit help, some need savings, some, you know, like,
right.
Not everybody's going to get the grant and they don't know that. They just see free money, you know, it's just exactly. Like, okay, so you need a group to teach them, but then it's a separate class for each one of them. And I think that's where we're trying to level up the uniqueness of that they're challenging markets.
And, yes.
You know, it's setting expectation. This is what's going to happen when you roll into this market, right? Exactly. You see a house for $190, there are going to be like 700 people bidding for it, you know, because it's affordable. And every person that's trying to move out of their mom's house right now wants that house.
Oh yeah. Well, there's such a large number of, what the government call them, new families that are in have existed now that didn't exist years, like when my daughter was living with me 2 years after college, her and her boyfriend were together, that family existed, that new family unit, but it was displaced. So they were stuck looking for a house for 2 years,
yeah,
writing offers and doing that. So realizing that there is, and I believe, God, I want to say that I read an article that there were 8 million of those new families that are displaced right now. Stop. And wow, that it, what, yeah, what a great market that, that we need to, you know, it's focus that attention on those individuals.
Yeah. And in our county, ADUs, accessory dwelling units, are a huge topic of conversation because some of those kids that are graduating college, they can't move out. It's right. just not an option for them. So you see parents making their house bigger and giving them their own section of living that might ultimately one day become rental, but then there's legislation around it. So I think any agent that can educate themselves in what ADUs look like for people that have these needs now for their parents or their kids and how it changes their housing value. I mean, square footage costs money.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going through it right now. I had a client, we sold their townhouse so she could, her and her family could move in with their parents and build onto that house with the knowledge in the future that it will become their house.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so they're basically stepping into their parents', you know, actually their childhood home, building a huge addition to add onto the square footage so they all have their own space, knowing one day it'll just be necessary. It'll transfer over.
Yeah. And I think as realtors, especially the ones that are, you know, like, we get into this business and we think, oh, we've got flexibility and we've got like the ability to make money. Now, I believe like real estate is life-changing if you get in it and you do it well. Yes. I've lived that. Mm-hmm. And I also believe as someone's real estate trusted resource for life, there is a different composure that you come with towards being their advocate, not only in selling and buying real estate or investing in real estate, in teaching them the value of their home and their future wealth and what they could do with it, because it's such a missed opportunity for so many agents because they just think, oh, we'll just move. And I'm right. like, yeah, maybe that might not be the best option here. Right. Like, and I think when you can release yourself from the transaction
yes.
and say, I don't know that you should sell this, or right. have we thought about this? When you can go in and talk with them about like, here are housing options. Have we considered them all? I think it's a very different conversation and you show up as such a more incredible, valuable, it's a connection thing. Like I'm not here just to like make money.
Right.
You know, this is what we love to do as yeah. far as like, we are investors in real estate. We do like look at our own housing like that. Well, one day we're going to need this. And, our children, our parents, like we are living that out full throttle. So it kind of has given us, I think, a special component this year to just be able to look at that a little differently.
I thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. I'd like to talk about your team. And so I know that y'all have a really, your team is growing. It has been for years. And I would like to talk to you about what you and your team, what you, your brokerage offers, your team offers. So if there are people on that are listening to this, that are considering joining a team, I would like you to shine your little light on yourself, not little light, but a big light on yourself. Kind of take off the humble hat, if I can ask you to do that, and just share with us like the phenomenal things that your team is doing different than others.
So when you said it's growing, I'm like, well, it grows up and it grows down. Like there's like, growing, there's pruning.
There's pruning.
You know, our coach had us work through an exercise at the end of last year because we did have some licensees on the books that either are producing or are producing or aren't producing to the level that we believe they can be producing. And I, you know, when we, before we jumped on this call, Jennifer, you had, we kind of like talked a little bit about the expectation, right? And agents sometimes come to their, a brokerage or a team, and they have this expectation that like, I'm just going to join this team and I'm going to just start making money. It's going to be easy. And real estate is work. Right? Like real estate is, there's no team leader, no broker out there that wants to hire you and just be like, you bring absolutely nothing to the table and I will give you everything. You know, like that is just not reality.
If they're out there, I would interview.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that one out there.
Yeah. So our coach has worked through an exercise and really break down, which is super weedy for me, which is why I love having him because he can really break down the numbers. What does it cost to keep us an agent on the books if they're not producing? And when I saw that, I was blown away when I saw that number. And it made us come into 2024 with a different way to measure success. Because each agent is an individual. They all come up with their own goals, their own vision board. We don't give them numbers. It's like, you made the map. Why are you not living it out? Right. And there has to be give and take. There's all kinds of brokerages out there, but if you're here to, and you have a real estate license and you're not producing, why do I have to pay for those costs? And they don't think about the little costs like Dot Loop, Follow-Up Boss, you know, like we use Follow-Up Boss. So your client relationship management, the tools and all the systems, the coaching, the time, that like, that's the bigger cost, you know, when you think about it's time that I'm inputting and like nothing is happening with, like, what are we doing here? Like if you don't like real estate and something's stopping you, like get out, like go do something that you love. I believe you have to love this business to live it. You know, you have to love it because it violates your boundaries. Like it's like, I can only see the house at 7 o'clock tonight, you know, and you know that house is going to sell by Sunday. So you got to go, you know, right. Like, there are times where it violates your boundaries.
Yeah, but I think that's what, like, when we bought this building in this location, you know, we bought it and put on the wall to have fun, share love, and build community. And I feel like that's what our brokerage, it's why we opened our own brokerage. So we could go out and not just be a real estate company that goes out and sells houses.
True. I mean,
with the charitable organizations we partner with, backpack drives and toy drives and food drives. And you name the type of drives. Olivia on our team, you know, are in our brokerage, came over because of our community involvement.
Yeah.
This selling real estate is just
a byproduct.
The engine that's putting it to the car that allows us to go and run through this community and just shower people with
fun and love
that we are able to do.
Yeah.
And our events, you know, for our big mouths, you know, our past current clients, future clients, we call them big mouths. So we have a big mouth club and, you know, putting on the events for them, but us being that hub for them allows them to get involved in the community.
And what they think is a bigger level. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And it definitely is a community connection. I mean, 80% of our business is repeat and referral. Is that right? 80%-ish? Yeah.
Is that right?
He's the numbers guy. Yeah. So I do, like, he is right. The community connection, it is the heartbeat. It is the engine for the car. You know, real estate is just a byproduct of that. When I say that's where I believe you have to love this. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to, like, love it. You have to love getting out there. You have to love talking to people. Like, this is what sells houses. This is what connects to people. You know, we live and breathe, like, people are meant to live in circles. We're not meant to stay in our houses and do nothing and, you know, like, and just die. We are meant to get out there and be connected and live in circles. And like, what are you a part of? What do you want? We are looking at that now, like our 10-year phase out. Like, are we phasing out? Tim's not ready, but I'm definitely ready.
It's because she's older.
But we're looking at that as like, how, now that you've built this thing, how do you keep it running? Right? When you're ready to step out and only maybe give it 1 or 2 days a week, you know, like that is a calculated plan. And most agents do not look at their business that way. And I think here for our company, what we want in an agent is, yes, they want to make money, right? Because we all come to work to make money. They also want to be a part of a community, a part of a family. Like, usually we're in orange, but today, like, we live out our brand. And like, that was like, that's one thing I am so proud of, is that I think anyone that knows us or knows Compass Home Group, they know Compass Home Group's personality. Like, it's like a separate person. You know, we get texts about orange couches and orange shirts and orange shoes, and like, everything is orange, and we've lived it. Like, our house is orange. If you come to our house, it's orange. You know, our office is orange. Like, it's really strange, but it's kind of like this thing where it's whole. It's just whole. And that feels really, really good. And I want people just to be happy. Like, if you don't like it, get out. Like, don't do it. Don't push yourself to do it. Like,
yeah, I mean, what I love of that just kind of happened is, you know, now we've been in this building for, I think it's our fourth year as like an independent brokerage, not just a real estate team. It's when somebody calls or emails or inquires or reaches out to someone else on our team and is like, hey, I would love to know about joining Compass Home Group. Our team is so ridiculously protective of this building. The people in it, the
it has to be a right fit.
Culture that's in it. They're like, we don't even have to do anything with it because they will handle all of that.
And we believe like environment, like who you are now doesn't matter. You want to be with us. You want to, you believe in what we have. We believe environment can change anyone.
Yeah.
And we also believe like if we give you 6 months and like everybody's like, that is not, they, it's like, it's not even written, but every agent in this office will say that is not the CHG way. And me and Tim as leaders are like, do we need to write that down so we can tell people like what it is? And every time we sit down to write down, this is the THG way, no one can really define it. It's just there.
It's a feeling.
It's just there. It's doing, you know, it's doing the right thing when no one is looking. It's picking up the trash that's maybe outside in the front lawn. It's taking out the trash. It's doing the things that like our office is always, we have been expecting you. You know, there's water in the fridge. There's like,
I explain it very quickly. It's pretty easy. If you are the person who goes to the grocery store and leaves your shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot, you are not for us.
That's right.
If you're the person who picks up someone else's left shopping cart, then that is what we're looking for.
And that's Tim living out his faith a little bit, right? Like if God gives you the little things and you can't like take care of them, why should he give you the big things?
Yep.
I agree.
Like that is like a thing in here too, where we're like, this is a little thing, like, and you can't handle it. Like, how do we give you the big things?
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Like, that would be like, I gave you a rental lead and you thought it sucked. Like, I'm going to give you this rental lead and you think it's nothing. You think it's a piece of trash, you know, but now how am I supposed to give you the good lead that's a $500,000 sale? You know, right. Like, if you can't do well with the little things, it is a like, how are you looking at it kind of thing. Yeah.
That is perfect way to wrap up. Thank you guys for coming on here today and sharing with the community a bit about each of you and your team and your brokerage and how it works. I am so very grateful for you both. And keep on shining that light on the whole community. I so appreciate you. If someone's interested in speaking with you about your brokerage and about your team, are you open to giving some contact information?
Yeah, sure. So call Michelle. Her phone number is 443-250-7759. I mean, we're on Facebook, Instagram, all the social
media platforms. Personally and professionally, at Compass Home Group, at Michelle Langhauser, at Tim Langhauser. We're all there, all the channels.
Very easy.
Thank you, Jen, for putting this together. We listened to your podcast even this morning to kind of be like, hey, like, is there something we need to prepare for? And it's great to see all the connections you're making. To kind of just get the word out there that everybody does do it differently.
Yes.
You know, you have to pick what works for you.
That's it. Well, thank you guys so much for your time today. Thank you for joining the Maryland Real Estate Influencers Podcast. We'd like to ask you two favors. Number one, forward this podcast to three of your favorite realtor friends. They'll thank you for it, and I'll thank you for it too. Number two, we'd love reviews. It helps get the word out.